Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tresetta podcast. This is your host, Tresetta Alexander, and this week's episode, I had an amazing time chatting it up with another faith-based business coach by the name of Sherry Clark Brooks. Now, Sherry is also an evangelist, an author, and media maker. She is a third-generation entrepreneur who teaches ministry is a business. She previously served as a business consultant to churches and marketplace ministers, but then she turned her focus solely to female entrepreneurs and startup ministries to teach them how to operate as kingdom purpose moguls. She is the founder of the annual Glory Reels Christian Film Fest and Writer's Lab, as well as the Strategic Woman Summit. She has served as both media and liturgical director in the church for the last 8 years, and she is also very happily married to the man of God made just for her. Now, Sherry and I talked about this legacy that she is a part of entrepreneurship. We also got into talking about how important prayer, preparation, and planning is in order to be successful in your purpose. And lastly, we got into talking about why you need a team, that you shouldn't do this journey of entrepreneurship alone. And I had a blast talking with her, and I know you will have a blast listening in to our conversation. Now, before we dive into the interview, I want to remind you that this coming Saturday, this episode goes live on Monday, February the 3rd. So depending upon when you're listening to this, hopefully you're listening to it on the day it goes live. But this coming Saturday, February the 8th, I will be in Hotlanta, Atlanta, Georgia, speaking at the Women of Influaction Conference Series. And I'm not only speaking, but I'm serving as the MC. So I would love to connect with you in purpose. Well, in purpose, but I meant to say in person, but I would love to meet you in person. So if you are in the Atlanta area or the surrounding area, you'd love to get involved in a conference that is geared towards leadership, women in leadership, then I want to see you in the place. In fact, before I play the recording of Sherry and I's conversation, we're going to listen to a brief commercial to give you all the details about the Women of Influaction Conference. So listen up, and then we'll dive into the interview that I had with Sherry Clark Brooks. Are you an ambitious woman ready to level up? At Women of Influaction, we are impacting the world one woman at a time. This leadership initiative conference primes women just like you to elevate their lives through personal and professional development. Register today to learn and grow alongside like-minded women ready to succeed in 2020 and beyond. So go ahead, register for the Women of Influaction Conference Series Leadership Initiative Atlanta Conference, which will be held Saturday, February 8th at the Westin Peachtree Plaza, Northwest Atlanta. Tickets are available at WOICSATL.eventbrite.com. Hey there, Kingdom Purpose Pursuer. Welcome back to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I am so excited because tonight I have on the show Sherry Clark Brooks, who is also another faith-based business coach. And it is so exciting to sit down with you, Sherry. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I am so excited to have you on tonight. I like to start out my podcast interviews with some rapid fire questions. I promise they will be painless, but I like to do this so that we can have an opportunity to kind of get some conversation flowing and then dive into the meat of our interview. Plus it gives the audience an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better in a hurry. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Okay. So where'd you grow up?
Oh, in Michigan, cold Michigan. Mm-hmm. I was born here and then left right away. My parents moved to California and I lived there as a baby and a little girl. And then we came here and this is where I spent the majority of my life, cold Michigan.
Okay, so that's where you live now?
Yes, between here and the South, but mostly here in Michigan, yes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll get to move south and stay there for good.
Well, I will allow you to keep all that cold weather, even though I like cool weather, but I live in Florida for a reason. I love sunshine and I love the beach and they just seem to go hand in hand together. And so this time of year when it's chilly, I don't like it as, I mean, I like putting on my coats and my boots and all that good jazz, but I love the summer when I can get to go to the beach. So you can keep all your cold weather, but if you want some sunshine, come on down.
I'm coming soon too.
Well, come on down. All right. So, you know, this is the Tea with Tresetta podcast and I'm normally sitting with a cup of hot tea. But tonight I am drinking water because my allergies have been wreaking havoc on my life. So what is your favorite, coffee or tea?
Tea. I have never been a coffee drinker.
Do you have a favorite tea?
Mango. Well, actually wild orange by Tazo. Wild sweet orange tea. It's delicious.
I have not tried that one. I have not tried that one, but I do have a penchant for mango tea. Mm. So there's a Lipton has this peach mango white tea. Oh,
delicious.
Divine. Yes. What is your favorite pastime?
Oh, well, I'm going to say dancing.
Oh, all right now.
Dance, yes. I've probably been dancing since I was about 6 or 7. Ballet, jazz, tap, and then I moved into some different things, and then into liturgical dance, but now I just, as a rule, like dancing.
Oh, I knew we were gonna get along just fine. I started dancing when I was 5. I did ballet, I did jazz, I did tumbling. So I did tap for a couple of years too. Yes. So I did all of that. Now I danced in the world. But now I just love to dance before the Lord in my own way and just enjoy life. Plus I like to, when I'm stressed out or I want to celebrate, then I do that, my like 60-second dance party, right? You know, dance it out.
Yes.
To celebrate. So yes, I love that. Besides the Bible, what book has had the greatest impact on your life?
Wow. I've thought about it many times. And we all have a spirit to, you know, conquer. I'm in the media and entertainment field. And so those are the books that I've read. But I would say Rules of Engagement by Cindy Trim. Mm. I love reading and studying the prophetic and things in the supernatural. And I like fiction as well when it has to do with the supernatural. So I've read some really good stories. But Cindy Trim, Rules of Engagement, and I think David Bach, Smart Women Finish Rich.
I love that book.
Yes.
Have you read the updated edition? I read the original, but he came out with an updated edition, and I bought that and read it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I gifted
that to all of the women in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best books ever. So I've read his whole, I've got Smart Couples Finish Rich, Smart Women, just the whole shebang.
Yeah, he is a very good, I like that he's very practical in his writing. So it's not just information. He gives you actionable content.
Yes.
And I'm all about, and I imagine you're the same way. As coaches, we like actionable content. We don't want to just give you information. We want to give you what you need so that you can take the next steps to create that in your life.
That's right.
Well, I will make sure to add links to both of these books in the show notes. So if anyone's interested in grabbing a copy, they can do that. And then my last rapid fire question is, what is your superpower?
Empowering. That's what I'll say. Empowering other women. That's what I have spent a great deal of time doing. No matter what happens in my life, I always find the strength. As a matter of fact, I host a lot of events annually, but one of them is an empowerment brunch or breakfast that we have every year. And it is specifically for that, to bring women together and just share what God has for them, for them to see other women and be inspired and encouraged. And I call it an empowerment breakfast because by the time we are done, or by the time I'm done talking and we're lifting these other women up, they feel empowered and they're able to go out and take the steps to do what it is that the Lord has put on their heart to do. Sometimes you don't have that courage. Sometimes you don't. You'll have the support, but when you gather with a group of women that are like-minded on the same course, and that's part of what my group Strategic Woman is all about, just gathering women and empowering them to move in their purpose.
I love it. That you mentioned your Facebook group, the Strategic Woman. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you do, what your business is all about.
Woo! Well, I'm a faith-based business coach. Previously, I worked as a, where I wouldn't, I don't want to say work, but yeah, I did. You get a paycheck. as a Christian consultant for churches and small businesses. And there's a difference in coaching and consulting. Mm-hmm. And so as a consultant with churches, I help them get started with their ministries, help them get organized, because as I teach in my conferences, ministry is a business.
Yes. It
is still a business. So a lot of times churches run their churches as that, a church. And they forget about the ministry portion, the business side of it. You have to operate a business in order for the ministry to flourish.
Right.
And so there are a lot of things. You just can't pick up, pack up, and start having a church, and you're not taking care of things that have to be taken care of in the real world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I did previously, but I changed my focus because I didn't I kind of fell into that. I didn't get a lot of fulfillment from it. And I had been coaching other women in regards to starting small businesses. Mm-hmm. And then I began training women to start ministries. And so now I am a faith-based coach. So people know when they come to me that you are not coming to someone who operates by the world standards. Amen. I operate by faith, and we operate on the principles of Christ. And if, like the Bible says, we are to love the Lord God, love our Lord, and no one above or before him. And the second rule is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If we do these things, we don't have to worry about the other commandments because we've got them covered.
That's right. That's right.
And I apply that same rule to business. If we love God first, if we operate as he tells us to operate, and that's how we live our lives, and then we treat others that way, then everything is covered. We're going to run our businesses efficiently and properly because we're operating within the guidelines of what God has said to do. And so as a faith-based coach, that is what I do now. Help women, especially Christian female entrepreneurs, build their business. That is the niche that I carved out. I wanted to do more than help women. I wanted to help women of faith.
Right.
It's important to me. And so helping them learn the business, understand the things that have to be done, just basic little things from the beginning. My concept is to have prayer and to prepare. And then you plan to prosper. And for me, my mom was a business owner. My grandfather owned a service station. And then my mother, later in life, she semi-retired from the medical profession, but she started a business. She opened a gas station. And then she opened two more. And so I'm always asking her, please come and just share with some girls and just teach them about that. She's like, I don't feel like doing that. But I just, that is, you don't see a lot of female gas station owners, service station owners. And I just think it's real dope. And so I'm like, come on, lady. But that's kind of where I get my business acumen from. So I run a business. I know what it takes to start, to sustain, to operate. And I know some of the things that can hinder. I've had my share of issues for sure. But aside from that, I'm an author and I have published several books. And I also have a conference, an annual conference. It is a film festival and a writer's conference. And we do that every June. And it's an awesome time for everybody because it's, for Michigan, it's our only Christian media conference. So
what's that's called? Kind of a big
Glory Reels. Glory Reels Christian Film Fest and Writer's Lab.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's GloryReels.com, and it's with a Z.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. You have filmmakers from all over the country. Writers come over, and they network, you know, they gather. We share their movies. We have films come from all over the world. And that is, for me, because I don't fly, that is how I minister to the nations. That is how I share the word with the nations. So the films come from other countries, and then we also share films from here with other countries. And it just gets the word out about different movies, different book projects, and you put people on a platform because mm-hmm. what's important is that God's people be heard.
Right, right. And And it's important for us to be heard in all the mediums. The world is pushing its agenda across every media platform, so much so that I feel like the message of the gospel is getting drowned out. And it's really time for us to arise in every industry. Yes. So that the word can go forth. And so I absolutely love this. Do you have the date for this summer, for this year's event?
Yes, June 12th and 13th.
June 12th and 13th.
Yes.
All right. I'll make sure to add that in the show notes with the link to the site. Okay. In fact, I have a couple people in mind that I want to share it with, who I think would definitely benefit from the event. That's so exciting.
That would be awesome. It's an amazing time. I mean, when you talk about fellowship and just the relationships that are built, we just had our conference, because I did another film festival this June, a new one I promoted. I pushed mine to November. That was not a good move for somebody who doesn't need to be in the cold. But we had Aaron Burns, who was one of the producers of, what was the movie that just came out?
Oh, Overcomer? My gosh.
Yes, yes. And so he taught about the master storyteller. And he is such a fun, he lives here in Michigan. So he's my brother. And he's got such a phenomenal way of talking to you about God and God's work. And we have an incredible time. We have a time for workshops and classes and teaching and learning. We have networking sessions and networking lunches. And then we have films that show all day. And then we have an awards, the Glory Reels Honor Awards, where we present the award to the best of, and, you know, to the film that evangelized the most, the film with the most potential for ministry, the film that speaks to the nations, and, you know, all of those things. And so it's just a wonderful weekend. Wonderful.
It sounds like it. That is so exciting. I had no idea something even existed like that. I mean, I'm not surprised, but, you know, sometimes we just don't know. And I want to kind of circle back, because you were talking about your mom being a successful businesswoman and having owning multiple gas stations. So I imagine that, did you also say that your father was a gas station owner?
No, my dad taught at the local university. My grandfather, her dad.
I got you.
Yeah, so third generation entrepreneur. Yeah, her dad was a service station owner. And I think his service station was, back in the day, it was a Gulf station. So that's how old that is. And it was, you know, gas, and I think they might have changed tires. Whereas when it became my mom's time, there were full stations. So you can come get your car repaired, leave it for work overnight, and get gas, and come in and get food and candy, and, you know, my brother's robbing the vending machines. But yeah, so my grandpa and then my mom.
So that's where you got kind of your first taste of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I did the bookkeeping for my mom.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you think that working in your mom's business helped to overcome some of the fears of launching into business?
Probably. I've known for the longest that I wanted to do something great, and I wanted to be independent. And I didn't, even though I'm a writer and I'm always doing things in the media, that's not what I studied in school. But business, you know, that's just something, it's in me. And so I'm like, I'm going to do something. Now, I don't know. I'm going to be an author. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be a dancer. I don't know, but I'm going to be something. And that training just helped me. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. What are some of the things that you had to overcome in order to launch out into your businesses?
A lot of times as new business owners, or when you're just starting, you have to, if you haven't prepared with the finances, and just prepared, researching your market, knowing what, you know, the area you're going into, knowing about that thing, the demographics of it all. I struggled with this illness that I am currently battling. So that's kind of been my struggle, trying to operate past this. I was a television host. I produced and hosted a local television show, and I got to the point where it was a little difficult to keep talking and, you know, operating under the lights. I had to kind of take a step back. Wow. And so that, and then not having a team, doing it alone.
Yeah.
So you, I think when you're starting out in business, even if it's just a couple people, you need a team. You need someone who will be there to support you, back you up, someone who is in line with your vision, and knows what it is that you want to do, and they're okay with helping you do that.
Right. I love that you mentioned that, because that is one, I feel like that's one of the biggest struggles that we face, entrepreneurs face when they're first launching out, is because we don't typically have the financial resources to be able to hire a team, but there are ways to build a team without money. What are some of the things that you did to, you know, when you were first starting out, to build that team?
Well, I had the people around me that were interested in the conferences or the television show and filmmaking, things that I was doing at the time. And I took those, or who I consider to be very close friends, and, you know, just everybody was, you know, I kind of delegated some responsibility to. And I asked, you know, is this something you want to do? And people come in on a volunteer basis, but what I have found is that from pretty much the beginning, the Lord has always blessed. And so even though I don't have a contract that says this person is working for hire or doing this for this amount of money, at the end of everything, I always try to bless everyone with just a little something, just for your trouble, your time. You took the time to drive here, you know, or you stayed up late praying with me one night, and we hashed out some ideas. And for me, that's worth its weight in gold.
So
I just gathered, you know, people that were really close to me, to my heart, and their heart was for the things that we were doing.
Yeah, I can totally relate. I know for me, this is my second business. My first business, I was it was called Upcycled. It was a furniture refinishing business. And that was the first challenge that I faced. I was like, I came from, coming from a corporate environment and starting a business on the side, you know, on my day job, I have a team. And in my business, it's me. And so I was struggling with that, because when I would get stumped, I'm like, I don't have anyone, like, I couldn't call a meeting with just myself.
Yeah.
You know? And so while I had the Lord, it's still good to be able to have another human being to bounce ideas off of. Yes. And so I, part of what led me to actually make the shift into coaching was that I started a support group called Sister Spotters with other women entrepreneurs. And we met monthly to support one another in our businesses and share, you know, what we were working on, work through any struggles that we were having, celebrate each other's wins. And so you can have a team of support out, you know, hiring that team. And so you can even have mentors and advisors. And, and of course, as coaches, we have our, you know, you hire your own coach if you need to. And, and so, you know, and, you know, Dr. Tracy is an amazing coach. And so, you know, so that, and that's how we're connected, is through our mutual coach, Dr. Tracy Timberlake.
Yes.
And,
she's amazing.
Yes. Yes, she is. And so, that's definitely, I wanted to bring that out because it's important. Yes, it's important to have a team, but you don't allow a lack of finances to stop you from having a team. You can even have like a business. I have a business bestie, you know, who is my accountability partner, where we talk, you know, on a consistent basis to say, okay, this is what I'm working on. This is what, and this is what I need you to hold me accountable to. So when we talk again, I know I have to give a report back to her on the progress I've made on whatever those actions are that I need to take so that I stay on course. So, so yeah, I love that. And of course, at, you know, as a faith-based business coach and being called to women of faith, faith is at the center of your business. How do you actually, tell me, what does that look like? How do you actually incorporate your faith into how you do business?
Well, I'll say this. I was a part of Women in Film and Television, NAB Film, which is for Black female executives in music. And I was a part of all these organizations and doing all these different things with my business, but there wasn't, there was something in me that was not happy, and I wasn't, you know, excited. And it turned out that I wasn't putting my faith into what I was doing.
Yeah.
When I put the world aside and shifted my business and centered my faith in the business as opposed to the world's beliefs, then things really began to take off. Doors opened up. And I just believe that when you are a part of the kingdom, when you're called to advance the kingdom, everything that you do should and can affect how we are advancing the kingdom here on earth. Yes. And so when I'm, you know, I don't necessarily close the door on people that come to me for coaching or come to me and want to do business because they're not Christian. But there is a way to do things. I just find that if I align myself with what God has called me to do, I'm able to share or help other women identify their kingdom purpose so that they can operate and walk in their calling. And I believe that that is solely because of my belief that everything that I do has to be kingdom. It's got to be kingdom. Yeah. It's not about kingdom. It doesn't serve a purpose for me. And that means I don't really serve a purpose for someone else.
Wow. Wow. That's a Selah moment right there.
Amen.
Wow. What advice would you give to someone, to my listeners who have that desire to start their own business, but perhaps are a little apprehensive?
Well, for me, everything is prayer first. Yes. So I say, pray. Ask God, is this what you're supposed to be doing? I just put out, I want to say it was eight keys for new entrepreneurs or aspiring CEOs. And you just have to align your plan with your God plan. And one of the things that I said is that you pray. I have a, I'll talk about that later. I have a little freebie, but it's kind of the eight success steps for female entrepreneurs. But what I posted in our group were the keys. And some of those keys were prepare, pray. You have to ask God, you know, the timing has to be right. Yeah. Is it really time for you to start a business? Why are you starting a business? Why do you want to? Is it because everyone around you is a business owner? Are you ready to be? There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
Right.
And sometimes there can even be a lot of risk. You have to consider family. You know, if you have a spouse, if you have children, if you have a 9-to-5 job. I fortunately was able to leave corporate America behind. And, you know, that was, of course, through disability. But the Lord blessed that I was able to continue and sustain my income. But with everything that I do, I pray about it. I ask God. I don't believe that you can actually do anything unless you've asked and you heard a word from him. You've gotten permission. So for new or aspiring entrepreneurs, I would say pray about it. If God says move forth, prepare, begin to do your research, develop a team. I noted some key players that you needed, and you don't necessarily start out with them, but a business bestie is one of them. You need an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. That person that says, what do you mean you didn't complete the task? You didn't have that many this week. So,
yeah.
If you fall off, you need that person to encourage you.
Yes.
You need your business plan and you need another business plan. So you have to have goals that you have mapped out and be ready to not just have your list of goals on a piece of paper, but make those things actionable.
Right.
Have your goals, have a date set, execute. Don't set a goal and don't have a date for that goal. Because if you just write out a list, that's all it is a list. If you put the date there and say, I'm doing this, and you pray, you prepare, you're ready, you got your date, you're going to do it.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah, I, what do they say? If you don't have, like, if you don't have a date to it, if you don't have a date to it, is it really a goal? It's more like a wish, right?
That's true.
It's more like a wish. So you got to make sure that you have a deadline of when you're going to actually accomplish it or when you want it, because that, you know, having that deadline that you're, whether it is one that you set yourself where it's kind of like a, I don't want to call it a false deadline, but sometimes I will set my deadlines a little earlier than what I really want them to be so that I have that drive, that push. So like, I know that, oh, I only have until this to get this done.
And that's good.
Yes. And it doesn't all, doesn't always work out for me. Like right now.
Well, I mean, it happens, you know.
Yes, yeah, so I am, because I am slightly behind schedule with the release of my very first book.
And, how exciting!
I know. I am super excited. Today, I finally finished the manuscript, and I've been working on the formatting of it today. And it's taken me a little bit longer to format it than I thought that it was going to, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But now, it will be done.
It'll be done. We decree and declare right now.
It is.
That book is coming out.
It is.
What's your date?
It will be out before the end of the week.
Oh
no, it's done. Like praise it's God. Done. It's done. I'm just I've already exported it. I just needed to do the format was a little bit off, and so I'm just adjusting it so that I can upload it to. I wanted it to be done today.
Okay.
But it's praise okay. No, it's God. Like yes, because it will be in my hand. I'm speaking at a conference. In Atlanta next Saturday, it will be in my hand.
All right.
For that conference.
Praise God. Yes.
Like they say, come hell or high water. It will be in my hand. Come Saturday. So, Sherry, what resource do you recommend most often to your clients? What's your favorite resource to recommend?
Besides the Bible. I tell my people to get the business book, the best business book. Well, actually, there's a set of books that I like them to have to build their online tools and to get a book on business, a book on finance, and a book on personal development. Because it helps when you're, I mean, you have to know really if you're starting a business, what business are you starting and do we really need your business? I mean, are you opening another donut shop? Do we really need another donut? I believe that it's important for us to know who we are. Mm-hmm. And for us to develop ourselves, to know about money, to understand finances, and then to also be able to navigate online, because that's where we are today.
Yeah.
And we're moving into a time in the next few years, everything will be done online. And so, and if that's including my conference. It has gotten to that point. So I've started a program and that's what's going to happen. So now people from China or Germany can attend the conference as opposed to just submitting a film. They can attend. They can train online and it's going to be amazing. But I say learn to the people that I coach, learn to navigate online. Find the best, everybody's got their favorites, but you know, you find the best program possible for whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's teaching online or just putting your website together to promote, if you're an author, publisher, these are things that you need to know. And so in my realm, that's what I give. And I also have them get a book on publishing so that they know, you know, this is what you need to know if you're moving in this area.
Okay. One of the things that I like to ask my guests before we close out the show is for you to share your favorite quote or motto with my audience.
Woo! I do not have a favorite quote. I don't know. I don't.
What about a favorite scripture?
I do have a scripture, Proverbs 16:3. And that is to present everything before the Lord. Make your plans known to Him so that they will be a success. So just be in alignment, always in alignment.
Okay. And how can my listeners connect with you?
Okay. They can go to the Strategic Woman, and that's on Facebook. That's our Facebook group. And they can also connect with me on Instagram. It's Strategic Woman Summit.
Okay. So at Strategic Woman Summit.
Yes, Strategic Woman Summit, Instagram, and then The Strategic Woman on Facebook.
Okay, and I will make sure to add the links to those in the show notes, along with the website, the Glory Reels web, the Glory Reels website. I was starting to sound a little bit like Daffy Duck or Elmer Fudd for a second there. But I will add all the links to those in the show notes so that they can connect with you so they can get more information.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I have truly enjoyed chatting with you. And yes. I know that the audience got some really good nuggets out of our chat tonight.
I hope they did.
I know that they did. Because I did.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I'd like to say before I go, I spoke with a group of women the other day, and I was talking about my book, Stand Like a Queen, and what I shared with them, because deep down, a lot of women want to start a business, but there are a lot of women that actually want to write, not so much be in the business aspect of it, but they want to write their story. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I shared how I started writing and how writing is a healing process.
It really is.
It's therapy. And then the other thing is that writing can take you on a fantastic journey. It can take you to worlds that you create yourself. And so it's just a lot of fun. So that is the other part of my coaching. I'm a publishing coach, but mostly faith-based. So anyway, I just wanted to share that I talked to the women and I'm like, if you want to write a book, go for it. If you're starting your business, depending on the type of business it is, write a book about that business so that you even more so validate who you are in your business.
Yeah. It's the best business card, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's the best business card. So because you literally wrote the book on it.
That's right. you're the expert now.
Exactly. Well, again, Sherry, thank you so much for being on the Tea with Trisetta podcast. And I will make sure that everyone has the link so that they can connect with you on social.
Perfect. I have enjoyed myself. I thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, like I always say when I end our broadcast, you got this. And God has you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you all next time.
All right.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.